This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 13 July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is quite warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing some cloud cover, while Eilut basks in full sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports a disturbing trend. Only 27% of terror attack victims have resumed their previous job roles, with a significant portion still unemployed. Also, Israel Hayom details a chaotic night in the Gulf. Gunfire exchanges led to hundreds of flight cancellations and delays in Dubai, with Iran targeting countries following U.S. actions. Also this hour, tensions escalate as Ynet reports increasing fears of war between the U.S. and Iran, following intensified U.S. strikes in response to an Iranian attack on a container ship. Separately, The Times of Israel highlights fresh U.S. strikes on Iran. The aim is to weaken Iran's ability to threaten ships in the Persian Gulf. And finally, I-24 News confirms another round of U.S. CENTCOM strikes on Iran, aiming to curtail its assaults on global shipping routes. From X, the latest. Open source analyst OSIN613 reported just minutes ago that Jordanian forces intercepted 4 missiles from Iran that breached its airspace. Why? Net Global announced earlier today that Senator Lindsey Graham's death was due to an aortic dissection related to cardiovascular disease. Ayal Yacobi broke the news 46 minutes ago that Kuwait is currently under attack. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the alarming report from Walla. The survey highlights the ongoing struggle of terror attack survivors. Many face challenges reintegrating into the workforce, with only 27% returning to previous employment levels. This situation underscores the need for comprehensive support systems for victims and their families. Turning to the escalating situation in the Gulf, according to Israel Hayom, Iran's actions have disrupted air travel significantly, with many flights to and from Dubai affected. This escalation follows U.S. military responses, which have heightened tensions in the region. The ripple effect is being felt across the global aviation industry and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet reports a growing fear of war as the U.S. intensifies its military actions against Iran. These actions followed Iran's attack on a commercial vessel, which left one crew member unaccounted for. This situation raises urgent concerns about the security of international maritime routes in the Strait of Hormuz. The Times of Israel provides further insight into U.S. military strategy. The recent strikes aim to diminish Iran's capabilities to target passing ships in the Persian Gulf. This comes after former President Trump commented on the scale of U.S. military operations. Such actions may further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional diplomacy. And in a related development, I-24 News reports that U.S. CENTCOM continues its offensive to limit Iran's attacks on shipping lanes. These efforts are part of a broader strategy to maintain open and secure international maritime routes, crucial for global trade. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a continued stalemate in integrating ultra-Orthodox men into the workforce. This finding comes amid a shifting demand for software developers, highlighting ongoing employment challenges. Separately, CTEC discusses the future of defense technology. IAI Chairman Boaz Levy emphasizes the need for innovative engineering to address emerging threats, essential for maintaining Israel's military edge. And finally, Globes notes a positive fiscal trend. Israel's deficit narrowed to 3.3% of GDP by June 2026, attributed to increased tax revenues. This development signals a strengthening economic position for the country. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.